Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out to Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado. I have a fantastic guest, my very dear friend, Carol Seven. This is Carol, guys.
Oh, that's me. That's me.
I know. That is you.
And hi.
I was going to say old friend, but...
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sensitive, as you know.
No, old as in we've known each other for
a long time.
Long time. 25 years.
Almost, yeah.
Almost.
24, 25. 25.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm getting batteries on the way home from my calculator, and I'll text you.
You need batteries?
Yeah, and I'm going to text you.
I got some, but you're not going to want them where they're coming from. All right, guys, come on. Why do we always have to go there? Because I'm demented. Let's start from the top. This is my mom, Nelly Alvarado.
Yeah.
Y dice en español.
Bienvenido a encontrar lo gracioso con Lisa Alvarado.
You nailed it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Una vez más.
Yay, yay.
That's my mom getting the chancla out. Guys, this is Carol.
Hi.
Right here.
Thanks for calling me old right off the bat.
Old friend, I know.
Yeah, but it was
know.
The way you put the pause. It's my old friend.
Exactly. I put the pause.
Not my long-term friend.
I put the menopause in that.
Yeah.
What? Come on.
Yeah, let's call back to the previous. Hoo-wah! I'm getting a little lightheaded on set.
Yeah, yeah. Pacino.
That's right.
Yeah. Last week's episode, actually 2 weeks ago, if you were watching, we were talking about how old men should stop ovulating. I know they don't ovulate. I get it. Do not write a bunch of fan mail about ovulation with men and women. But this is Carol. We met doing stand-up comedy, 20 years ago? You know
25-ish or something.
Yeah,
okay. 88 or 89, New Orleans Comedy Festival.
Oh, my goodness. That's right.
Yeah.
That was the second festival I had ever done in my whole career.
Wow.
And I was so green. I was not ready to be doing a festival.
Yeah, you were. It was
me, you.
It was friggin' Tim Costa.
Lip Schultz.
Yeah.
I met him there.
Who else?
Ken.
Jung.
Ken Jung was just starting out with all of us. We all sucked, and we were all there together, and it was so much fun, but it was like...
Well, speak for yourself.
The only thing I remember is it being like 150 degrees.
Outside.
Totally, like today.
Inside the House of Blues was nice
and
cold.
Yeah, we got to do shows.
Yeah, that was a nice venue.
That was fun. That was fun.
Hey,
that's where we met. And then you lived in California already.
No, I hadn't moved. Yeah, you're right. You are correct. I already lived in Cali. You were Chicago. I left and came back in with a really hot chick, and you got real jealous.
Is that what happened?
I don't know.
That always happens.
I don't know if you got jealous, but I left, and for some reason I was feeling... House of Blues.
Yeah.
Chutzpah.
Yeah.
And she was walking by herself.
Yeah.
And I was walking a House of Blues.
They call those prostitutes. Sweetheart.
Yeah.
So maybe I was jealous.
Yeah. And you're like, Kara had about $300 more in his wallet when he bought his last drink.
The next gig I remember, and I have terrible memory, but the next gig I think I remember doing with you was that one in Culver City. It
Comedy
used to
District.
Be, yeah.
It was Michelli's.
Yes.
Meatball place.
It was me, you, Jackie Cation, Nick Thune, all the great comics.
People were popping, Taylor Williamson.
Yeah.
All the younger people were getting discovered.
Exactly. One of the main reasons I'm having you on is because this is called Find the Funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you have been through some shit in your life. Start from 5 years ago, because we haven't actually seen each other
a long time.
Since pre-pandemic.
So, yeah, I don't know. I've had all kind of... By the way, I haven't had a drink for 12 years.
Wow.
And you need one.
and because I was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver.
Oh, wow. How long ago?
about 12 years ago. I was diagnosed with sleep apnea.
Okay.
And the pulmonologist says, you know, don't drink at night because it's going to relax your throat muscle.
Okay.
And exacerbate your apnea. And I was like, why don't I just stop? Like, what am I going to do? Go to work?
So this is doctor's like, just don't do it at nighttime.
Listen.
That's when I get in trouble.
This is Dr. Zoys. He says, have a drink while I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, you got a free box for me? I put all my stuff in?
Oh, it's not sleep apnea. What is that? I just threw up in my mouth. Yeah. That's what that is. That's
wake apnea. So, then I'm having issues with headaches and nausea and stuff. And I go to the doctor and then they run some tests and he goes, you have cirrhosis of the liver. And I'm like, you're an idiot. You're the worst doctor ever. Like, I'm thinking,
oh,
you know,
my
I'm
gosh.
Like, no,
yeah.
Give me a, yeah. Come on. Or maybe 4 years ago, it starts where I'm dropping stuff. And then I'm falling. I went to the hospital for falling 17 times.
Oh, my God.
And I would bang my knees.
Wow.
And then I would have had a problem with, I don't know, what's a level of PG-13 of this podcast, but I would pee-pee on myself.
Oh.
Incontinence, I think they call it. So I had adult diapers.
So you started drinking again. That's what happened.
No.
all the symptoms without the fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow.
I think I still have a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Damn, I must have drank a lot 12 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I still buzzed.
The 12-year-old hangover. So I finally found a really gifted surgeon, spinal surgeon, who says, dude, you got some stuff in your cervical spine pushing on your spinal cord.
Oh.
And it's responsible for your grip.
Oh.
In this hand and your, you know, urge to, you
yeah.
know, urinate and your balance.
Oh.
But we can't operate because operate?
It's close enough. He's yeah. still drinking.
We can't operate, he told me. So we can't operate.
But it is hunting season.
I think you Wasky Rabbits can operate if you want to.
You could operate.
And so because COVID, all the beds needed to be for...
Shit, it must have been
they
right.
They considered it an elective, you know.
Right,
so
right.
It makes sense in the, how do you...
Wanting
prioritize.
To grip things isn't elective.
I know, but I mean, in the
yeah.
grand scheme, you,
right.
you got to look at all the statistical data.
Yeah, a lot of people had to wait on surgery.
So when they finally said, all righty, start your engines.
Yeah.
People with elective procedures can now use hospital beds. I mean, that guy was booked so far out. They sent a dude, and it wasn't my guy, but he's like, I can operate.
I can do stuff.
And so you need emergency surgery. He goes, 70% chance I help you, 30% chance things get worse.
Oh.
And I said, well, I like those odds. I was paralyzed.
After that surgery?
Wow. Yeah.
I told you don't use a Groupon, man. I told you.
Yeah.
Use a Groupon for your surgery.
Stubborn, isn't it? And rebellious.
I wanted
stubborn.
Two for the price of one.
Yeah. Scary moment.
Yeah.
And so I go to this really kick butt. Can you say kick ass on this podcast?
You can say, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to still say kick butt because I'm rebellious. So I go to this really kick ass rehab place. And so I had a little bit of control of the right arm.
Okay.
Just enough that I passed. There was a driving test with the electric wheelchair.
Oh,
and I had
God.
To go through these cones.
Are you serious? There
yeah.
is a driver's test
yes.
for you to be able to have an electric wheelchair.
And then they cut it the distance in half and I had to, and they cut it in half again. And I go, and I said the same thing.
The cones,
thing.
They're throwing water on the floor.
Yeah.
Let's see this bitch get through these.
Yeah. Another wheelchair comes by.
You
F
gotta,
you.
Yeah, you gotta do a
do,
wheelie.
Don't road rage, don't.
Vin Diesel's there.
So
then you passed the test, you got the wheelchair, but then
yeah,
what
but
happened?
I asked her the same thing. I'm like, why don't I have to? And she just said, well, you know, give me this thing. You could be in the middle of a mall and we're giving it to everyone, you'd be running people over and stuff. And I said, but that's good for business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't care about the bottom line. And so I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm like, this isn't you.
Yeah.
And then something goes, but it is. You know, it's like this sobering moment.
Yeah.
And so I start going, dude, what the F am I going to do with my life?
Wait. Yeah.
And I go, something clicks and goes, ironically, even though you'll be sitting down, you can do stand-up. It's like, you know, you gave up on your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And this, so I start writing jokes.
Good.
And I'm like, man, it's, you know, none of these clubs have ADA ramps and stuff.
Right.
It's usually four bouncers that pick up someone.
Exactly.
And they're going to probably need six for me. So it's going to be a good 10-minute commotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say, look, just do me a favor. Just face me against the back wall when you put me up. And so then I'm going to turn around. You know, after all this commotion, I'm going to go, you know, and say, I know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. Why'd he wear that shirt with those pants? I don't dress myself. And clearly the person who does is not happy with me.
Nice.
And, you know, so I just started writing stuff.
Yeah.
And then God, or a higher power, or the universe, whatever mm-hmm. you believe in, who's very selfish, by the way, says, you get to walk again. And I'm like,
oh, I know, you would have killed.
I'm like, dude, you know how hard it is to get 10 tight, original, hilarious minutes in LA?
How am I going to get on AGT if I'm not handicapped?
Yeah, what?
Am I going to kill it on network television without my story?
Thought you were all-knowing. You're slipping, man.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
It's a huge blessing.
Yeah.
My God has a sense of humor. So good. I mean, I feel for anyone that doesn't get to walk again.
Yeah.
Because I was there, you know, and it took me a good year to be able to walk unassisted. 6 months of in, 6 months from home, working with someone. And it gets better every week or so. You know, it's a little.
That's amazing.
But, yeah, I can. I have 3 rods, 14 titanium screws in my neck. Wow. It turns out I have a rare condition called OPLL. You down with OPLL?
No, you look down with OPLL.
You down with OPLL? The dance goes like this.
Look down with OPLL.
You down with OPLL? In the past 2 years, I've had 5 spinal or heart surgeries.
Wow.
But I'm good right now.
Yeah, you
I'm all got healed your up and thank
punch card is full.
Thank
you
God.
You are ready for your sex change operation
yes,
next year.
Yes.
Save
I'm
going to
make a beautiful woman. We all
yes,
know.
Yes, you are. Well, your name is already Carol, so you're halfway there. How did you keep yourself in a decent perspective? Because when you're going through that amount of pain physically mm-hmm. and emotionally and losing your ability to walk and mm-hmm. move properly and control your muscles, and basic even feeding yourself
yeah.
becomes difficult.
Yeah.
How did you write through that? Did you try to think of funnier things? What kept you from spiraling down in depression?
Yeah, the 2 main things were codeine and weekly sessions with a psychologist.
Ah.
So that was helpful.
Good.
Big time, you know, just yeah. to check. And he would say, you know, they're going to find out what's wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
So are yeah. you doing stand-up now? Have you, when was the last time?
I started, and then the heart stuff put a kibbutz on it, but I'm about yeah. to go back. And I did a lot of these mics, the kids call them now. They don't have
yeah.
time to say open, I guess.
Yeah.
They don't have yeah. time to say open.
What do you call it, open
right.
mics?
Sounds right, yeah.
Dude, you know how popular I am?
Yeah.
Mics.
Yeah.
And, you know, you pay $5 now. And,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Whatever. I found a little place called the Comedy Boulevard.
Okay. Is that in the Valley?
It is on Beverly by the Grove.
Oh, okay.
And it's its own, it's a club.
Oh, nice.
They do book shows. Check them out. I've been spitting out a lot of material.
Your newer stuff now, are you talking about your condition and what you've been through, or are you talking about new stuff?
Some of it, but I'm just talking about how, like, hey, man, I haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
Because of this. So I don't know. Like, I'm not sure about the cultural appropriation.
Right.
So I called up my black friend, and I keep him just in case. And I said, you know, do you know I'm good at the voices and stuff. And, do you think that's offensive? You think that's, I mean, what's your opinion? And he goes, he grabbed me by the shirt, pulls me in, and he goes, listen to me, you jive turkey mother. You're going to go on stage, you're going to use the voices because you're good at it, and it's funny, and people need to laugh. So F cultural appropriation. Because if you don't use it, I will cut you. You jive turkey mother.
I do not sound like that. I don't, and my voice is not that deep.
So, there's a guy in the audience, and he goes, hey, how come you sound blacker than me and I'm black?
Yeah.
And I was like, luckily I was in the song. I said, because my father left me and my mom and we couldn't afford the white neighborhoods. So, you know, sometimes when I'm tired, it comes out. And that's where I grew up, man. So, you know, if it's troublesome or burdensome, you need to take it up with my father.
Yeah.
And if good luck finding that moment.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to just be...
Right.
Find little ways to be truthful and, you know, and push the line.
Right. But use your skill. The fact that you can do voices is great.
Yeah.
That's a really good skill to have for stand-up.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
Are you doing Elmer Fudd?
I don't know, but I think it's advantageous.
Now that's a gay black man?
I don't know who he is.
I think it is.
Who knows? I can't remember. I'm sleep deprived because my cat pees on my...
Yeah, well, that's the mistake, is having a cat.
I didn't go looking for the cat.
That, you know how many people have told me that? That's so interesting. Yes, that they're always like, no, I opened my back door and it just ran in my house. Some guy I dated said that. He had two cats, and I was like, did you open your door twice? And like, just all this puss
many.
Keeps walking in your house?
That's too many. You need a,
that's,
you
yeah.
need, you need a bail. One is the limit.
Like a cat lady is something, but a cat man, that's just
I
wrong.
Am. That sounds like a musical. I am cat man.
Yeah.
Five,
exactly.
Six, seven, eight.
I'm proud of you for getting back in the game, man. That's really tough after all of that stuff. And I heard you're going to have a little bit of a TV audition coming up.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I had a phone call with a casting producer. I don't know if I want to say the name of the show. I definitely don't want to get wrapped up in some big America's Got Talent versus Carol 7.
Oh, well, you know what? I only have four followers.
Bogged down in the courts.
You four people, you don't tell anybody, okay? But he's going to audition for AGT, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
We'll see what's in the cards.
Yeah. Do you think that a comic would ever win that show?
I don't know.
Is there how many, 20 seasons in or something like that?
This is going to be 19, so yeah. 18 is about to wrap.
Right, that's
and
what I
mean. And this next one that they're casting
and
is 19.
They've had some fantastic comics.
Yeah.
And two of them have made it to second place? Taylor Williamson?
Maybe. Well, you know, if you count the dude that, he's not a stand-up, but yeah, with the guy that went to Vegas with his...
Oh, right. Yeah, that's...
Ventriloquist, you know.
Puff... Is that the Puff guy?
I don't know.
Puff the Magic...
Puff Daddy?
No, the guy with the... That would be inside the...
No, he just had things and he would sing Elton John and he would... He can sing and he signed like the largest deal in the history of Las Vegas.
Really?
The most lucrative, yeah. Terry... Something or another.
Wow.
I'll send it to you after this is over.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a stand, that's
but
the
it's
thing,
not a pure
like,
stand up.
I would love to see pure stand up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've had so many singers, they've had magicians, they've had, and I'm like, it is so,
but
not that those things don't take skill. Of course they do.
Yeah.
But to tell a proper dick joke,
right,
on prime time,
yeah,
and have a story and crush in front of audience members that consist of children as well. That is so hard to do.
Yeah.
Not in our element. And I hate when, because I've auditioned for it before too, where you get up there and they go, they do a couple questions that are nothing related to being funny stand-up.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, where did you work when you were, whatever. And then they go, okay, and go. Which is the worst for stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay. Well, let me get my joke pants on. You know, like,
yeah.
I think with singing and even it's easier transition to go. Okay, here's the song's going to start.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. That should be your, for sure, your audition. Yeah.
And they have a certain audience. It's there's apparently there's no millennials. So picking on millennials is encouraged. None of them watch their show.
Really?
Yeah, but there's kids.
I think it's children with the adult parents more so. You know, because what adult is going to watch a whole season of AGT? By the way, I might audition this season. So this is my formal audition tape, guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to open with, what fucking kids are watching AGT with their parents? I would vote for me, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and cats can kiss my ass. You know, that's going to be my opener, I think.
Especially cats that pee on them. Hey, so I was going to run this by you real quick.
Yes.
But I was thinking recently, you know, we have interventions for people who have drug and alcohol problems.
Yeah.
And, but we never have an intervention for someone who's just like an asshole.
Right. Yeah.
And that's not fair.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't we just like all meet up and then, you know, Jeff walks in and we go, Jeff, we're here today because you're a selfish prick.
Yeah. And here's some weed. I think that they do have those meetings.
I don't
know. All at dispensaries.
Yeah. And say, you know, you need to go get help, dude.
Yeah.
And we ain't helping you because we're tired of freaking doing shit for you.
Your sister should help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this something there?
You should have her.
Comic to comic? Is there potential?
Yes. I think that the more specific you get on the actual, like how people approach them.
Yeah.
This person at the party.
Right.
Like, you remember that one time where I gave you $60 at the restaurant where you were like, and then you went and bought cigarettes? Like,
oh,
right in front of my face?
And then
like,
you went and bought hairspray?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, it has to be so super specific
that
it'll be really, really great. So I think the more specific you get about who it is, then you can, and you can do it for women too. It's harder to call women an asshole.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Call them a cunt. That's easier. If you can just call them a...
And you're giving me the okay. And you speak on behalf of all women.
No, just this woman. You can call me the C word.
No, I don't...
As long as it's not cat.
I don't think...
I think that's a good bit. I think you should work on that.
All right.
That's
my assignment. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this was fantastic. It was great to see you again.
I know,
and catch up and hear about all your stuff, man.
Yeah, my soft story.
Yeah, well, he's going to kick some ass on some TV show. Maybe it's going to be AGT, and maybe it's going to be, let's approach this asshole about changing his lifestyle. I like that. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to Find the Funny with me, Lisa Alvarado. This was my friend, Carol Seven. It was so fun having you, dude. Thank you. And I'm glad that you're like walking and moving. And you're shaking.
Dancing machine.
Like, you haven't stopped stand up and just being in a great place mentally about all of this stuff. And that really takes a lot of courage.
Thank
so
you.
Thank you. And I hope that that has given some of you guys some hope. We will see you in 2 weeks. Subscribe, tell your friends. Oh, and my Instagram was hacked. So I am now at Lisa Alvarado Comedy because somebody in China has Lisa Alvarado Comedian and took all my crap down. Yeah, I know. So follow, you know, fuck them. Just follow me on YouTube. Yeah, subscribe on YouTube. Yay!
I hope everybody listens to my daughter and see it and laughing with her because she is very funny.